system of Asura. Chicago has a reputation of being a cold, windy city. That was such a warm introduction. I want to thank the Rebbe for that beautiful introduction. Discussing the topic, what to speak about during these days, the approaching Yom Narayim. Rapam used to refer to them as Yom Nifloyim, incredulous, incredible days. And with the world in the turmoil that it is in, with Klal Yisrael, movement Tzorchei Amcha, so many difficulties, Bein B'yachid, Bein B'rabim, B'frat B'chlal, to speak about a little bit of a perspective, much of what I heard from the G'dali Hadar, particularly Ran Rab Chaim, Shanar of the Yom Tovim B'shanim, discuss with him at length some of these different ideas and thoughts, and we'll share with you them today. Are we living in Nikmas of the Mashiach? We hear Mashiach, the footsteps of Mashiach, the Gula is around the corner. How do we understand that in perspective when Rav Chaim Volozhin told his children and his Talmidim to prepare themselves because we live in Nikmas of the Mashiach, and Mashiach is coming any day? And you don't have to be a student of history to know that Rav Chaim Volozhin lived a number of years ago. And Klal Yisrael has always had tzaras, difficult, dark days in our history. That could be called Kevli Mashiach. What makes this different? So I want to share with you, and this is what really began my conversation with Maron Rav Chaim, when I heard an incredible thing from his son. Over the years, many different times, when Eretz Yisrael was in an Eitz Tzara, the Scud missiles were flying, and there were so many terrible terrorist attacks, so many Yidden, Rachman of Slanash, and Nikom Damam lost their lives. And people came to Rav Chaim and says, is this Chevel Mashiach? Is this Mechemes Gog Magog? Is this Mashiach around the corner? And Rav Chaim always answered Kedarko B'Kodesh with the words that he heard from his uncle. Rav Chaim never veers Rav Chaim from the Machshava and the Limudim that he learned from his uncle, the Chazon Ish. It was like a second father to him. He grew up in the house. Chazon Ish lived in the same home. Chazon Ish always used to say, whenever he was asked this question, he would say, I don't know if this is the end of Golus, the beginning of the Geula, but I know that it's so Geulusa. People came in Eretz Yisrael in 1948 when the state was formed. People were in the street, were dancing in the street. They came to him, tell him, is this racist? Smichas Geulaseinu? And the Chazon Ish says, I don't know. But I do know that it's Sof Geulaseinu. It's the end of Golus. And that's what Rav Chaim used to always say, and that's what Gedarko Yibod L'Chaim disciple used to tell everyone the same thing. And then a year ago on Purim, not this past Purim, but 1 year ago, in the middle of the day, Chaim sent a message, he wanted all his children to come to him. Unusual in the middle of Purim day, everyone's so busy. And his children all came to him, and Rav Chaim said, prepare yourselves, Mashiach is right here, it was around the corner. And the children, the sons and the sons-in-law, were so taken because they never heard something like that before. Prepare yourselves, get ready, Mashiach's around the corner. If we look into Chazal, Midrashim, what would we find? I want to share with you an incredible, incredible Yaakov Shimoni. A Yaakov Shimoni in Sefer Yishayahu, and singing Tuf Tzadik Tes, at the end. He brings, the Medrash brings, of what's going to take place, the Yosod Lavo. I'm just going to read the words and translate them, and in your own minds, tell me if you think you could relate to things that are going on in the world today. Says the Medrash, Melech Paras Mizgar Melech Aravi, the Persian king, king of Persia, with Miskara, will Chepa, will start up the Melech Aravi, with the king of Arab. What is Paras? Persia. What is Persia today? What is Melech Aravi? Arabia? What's Arabia?
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia. The king of Iran will be Miskara, will chepa with the king of Arabia. Interesting that if you would ask in Iran, Yimach Shumam Zechram, those who keep on saying, and they're going to kill them, now you're going to destroy, throw them in the sea, who their biggest enemy is? The Yidden are number two, they're not number one. Doesn't sound like it. But for those who know, they're number two. The Saudi Arabians, they're number one. V'holach Melech Ari, the king of Arabia, is going to go, be so afraid of Melech Paras, and he's going to go la'aram, litol eitzah mehem. He's going to go to Aram to ask for an eitzah, to help. What's Aram? Aram is Edom. Going to the grub. What is Edom? Esau. The Western world. That's Edom. Come to Aram. So the Rebbe will come to Melech Aram. Will come to the Aram. Come to the Western world. To Edom. To ask for help and protection. The Chazamel of Paras and the king of Paras will go and challenge them. He's prepared to destroy the entire world. The entire world is going to shake, is going to tremble at the plan, the vision, the goal of Melech Paras to destroy the entire world. But no help on him, they're going to be so frightened they'll fall on their faces. But Yechos Osan Tire Tirim Katsirile, they'll be so afraid that their bellies will hurt from as the pain of childbirth. That's the most painful thing, is childbirth. People will be in pain from fright and fear. The Yisrael and the Yidden, Misrash and Misfal, they're going to be also Ismesh. They're going to be confused, bewildered, afraid, in turmoil. And they will say, Lahechan Nava v'Nelech, Lahechan Nava v'Nelech. Where are we going to go? Yidden Eretz Israel. Where are they going from there? What's going to happen? Where are we going to go? Today, Yidden, all over the world, Kadosh Baruch Hu is bringing Yidden back to Eretz Israel, but what we think is called Derech HaTeva. Things in Paris. I have a balabas in my shul who's from Paris. He married an American girl and settled in America a number of years ago. And his father is the principal of the was the principal of the largest yeshiva katana in Paris. And he comes to Yom Tov to visit his son. Came very close to him, a wonderful person, Yidda Tama Chacham. And when I first met him 12, 13 years ago, he showed me pictures of the school. He invited me to come. I never made it there. Not on my bucket list of places to go. He had 2,200 Talmidim with a building a square block long. 2-3 years later, how's it going? A little bit. We're under 2,000. A year later, less and less. A year and a half ago, we came for Pesach and I met him. I said, how are we doing? 160 children left. I said, but you have a building that's, he says, 3/4 of the building, they close off, lights are off, close, they don't need it. And they have just a small part of the building. 160 children. I said, they all went to Eretz Yisrael. They're running to Eretz Yisrael because they're not sit there. I said, so what are you doing? I can't leave until the last child goes. I can't leave. He has one child in America, the other children will live in Eretz Yisrael, but he's there, but he's not going to leave. This year, I asked his son, is your father coming for Sukkot? He said, no. He moved to Eretz Yisrael. The enrollment dropped to 80 children. And that's when he felt he should go. Eivish is being happy with the whole world. Eretz Yisrael, a place where even can go to. But this, after Sayomim, in these days, because of the Mashiach, the Yidden are going to say, hey, where are we going to go now? Where are we going to go from here? They want to destroy Eretz Yisrael. Where are we going? Amalehem, the Abish should say to them, B'ni al tisyaru, don't be afraid. Kol masha asisi lo asisi yelo b'shvilkem. Whatever is going on in the world, the turmoil, the fright, the concern for the destruction of the world, everyone is afraid. Don't worry about it, because whatever I'm doing is for you. What are you afraid of? Altiru, higiyas man gulas. The time of the gula is here. For lo kegula mishayna, gula achrayna. This gula that will come is not going to be like previous gula. Even after the geulas that we had, we never really were free. We still had Sheba Malchios. There'll be no more Sheba Malchios. Rama brings down a small statement that there'll be no Klai Yisrael, there'll be nobody over Klai Yisrael. Yigiyas man gulaskan. Read Chazal, just a medrash. Reading word for word the medrash in the Yalkut Shimoni. Look at events that are taking place. I asked him, Chaim, are you referring to this Yalkut Shimoni? And he smiled and he didn't answer. Yalkut Shimoni, just read it, translate the words, the world, everything that's going on in the world. Whatever you read about is fake news. This is real. Yehavish is shaking the world. To be able, the Klai Yisrael will be able to say to us any moment the Giyazman Gulaskan. And the Yidden, the little Eretz Yisrael, the little nation that's a speck on the world map, you barely see it. And the amount of Yidden in the world doesn't even register on the scale. It's about the billions and billions and billions of people in other countries. But the Medrash, the Pirkei Elazar, also says that the Geula Achroina will come in the Derech of Avraham Avinu, the father of Klal Yisrael, his battle. And the Torah describes the great battle that Avraham had when he went to say hello to Dal Melachim, Ramel Melech Shinar, Arya Melech Alamak, Gomer Melech Ailam, Tidal Melech Gazim, four kings, powerful kings, who beat out the armies of five kings. And they ran the entire world. They ran the entire world. And Avram went to do battle with them. But how many people? Torah said 318. Whether it meant Eliezer or 318 Yibarim. Even if it's powerful warriors, three berets, four malachim who beat five malachim, control the entire world. Says the Medrash and Pirkei Elazar, that's the way it's going to be. The insignificant number of Yidden compared to the rest of the world will be the victors. We're the ones who will be Yadu al-Yonah, we're the ones to come out victorious in the battle. So what's our role? Our role, Rav Moshe Wolfson writes, the Mashkiach, the elderly Mashkiach, Hashir Tavadah, Hashem Yalfi, Yom Tovim B'Shonim. He says, our role, and I'm going to share with you something Rav Moshe Wolfson said, an incredible thing he just said this past year, a few moments. But he said, our role is the same role that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Eliyahu HaNavi. When he told him to daven in Har HaKarmel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already revealed to him that he's going to be Yeshua. Klal Yisrael is going to have a Yeshua. So why did he have to daven? What was the reason why Eliyahu HaNavi had to go and stand in tefillah? And we learn how many halachos from that tefillah. Says Rav Moshe Wolfson, because that is exactly what's going to take place in the Gula Achrayna. Everything is going to be laid out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu plans are already in place. Everything is going. Oh, look at Hagonoi. You think it's the world is going the way it's supposed to be. But these are all things that are happening to bring the Geula, as Rav Chaim told his children. But our role is like Eliyahu HaNavi to stand in Har HaKarmel and Tefillah, but stand by Yom Narayim. Spend many, many hours in the shul, wherever we daven, in the Olam HaTfila, the Dal Amoshel Tfila. Keep in mind, besides all the other things that we need to daven for, that we're standing there, this is our role, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for our Tfilos to bring the end. Several years ago, we went to visit Rav Moshe Shlomo He had just come out of the hospital and he wasn't well, and we went to visit him. And we began to talk about things that were going on in the world. And he shared an incredible thing. He began to talk and kept on just, my name is God. He said a number of years ago when he was young, he lived in England and London after the war. And he went back to visit relatives about 10 years after he arrived in Eretz Yisrael. And when he was there, he met someone in Shul who had access to the, he knew someone who worked in the British Museum, which has archives from hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, including many Kisvei HaKodesh. And he invited him to come and spend a little time to look around. And when he was there, he said he saw a Ksav Yad from Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim was one of the Baalei Tosfos, quoted three times in Shas, but his Ksav Yad. And he started looking into the Ksav Yad, and something he saw there, and one of the Pirushim that he has in the Gemara himself, says an incredible thing. He writes this hundreds of years ago. Kabluni based Ariyavi, he has a Kabbalah from his grandfather, that Mashiach will come no later than the year 5700. And if Chas V'Shalom Klai Yisrael is not Zoka, Mashiach can't come in the year 5700, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will unleash a tsar, a churban, to Klai Yisrael unlike anything they ever experienced before. Those who are thinking in their heads now, what does that correspond to? The year of 1939 to 1940. Rabbeinu Ephraim wrote this a few hundred years ago. To understand how everything plays out. When I grew up, I remember you used to always hear that Mechemes Gog and Magog is going to be between the Zohar, there's the mushel, the bear, the eagle. So all the years there are babies to tell us. It's the Russia, the bear, the eagle is Chicago, they know what the eagle, right? Represents the United States. All growing up, it was going to be the ultimate battle in the Cold War. Everything seemed to fit in. And then when Russia, the Soviet Union collapsed, and they became insignificant almost for a few years, I should remember my Rebbe from sixth grade used to always talk about this. Rebbe, unfortunately, is an Elam MS, and I would like to call him and say, what did you say was wrong? What did you tell us as children? Where's Russia? All of a sudden now, in the last 2-3 years, world stage has changed. There's not a corner of the world that Russia doesn't have its hand. And the words of the Vilna Gaon come to life. The Vilna Gaon writes, Vilagon writes, I guess see it's Sirin Chazal, the Medrash, and looking where Babli tries to explain where the Babli is, the Sirin Medrash, famous Gerar. Then he responds as follows. He says, sidetracks a little bit, not Kedarka B'Kodesh, the Gerar only speaks very briefly, but here he goes into a little bit of an Arifas about B'yas Mashiach. And he said, referring to Russia specifically, that Russia will be a superpower attempting to take over the entire world. And the power that they have is not nuclear weapons. The Gemara says the power they have is a special klipa called Dubiel, whatever that means. A klipa that comes from a mixture of Persia, of Iran, and Edom together that they will control. That will be the klipa, the power of Russia. And when the klipa of Dubiel is at its peak of its power, that's when the Mashiach will come. And the Vilna Gaon gives some other Ramazan, some will understand, some he won't understand, some is Alpi Kabbalah, which I have no connection to. But again, events of the world seem to be, in the words of the Gerar who wrote this so many years ago, seem to be unfolding in front of our eyes. I want to share with you something, an incredible, incredible insight of the Chafetz Chaim. It's written in the Chafetz Chaim Pir Shel HaTorah, but it's not written the way that I'm going to tell you over. A little different. And I'm going to tell you over because I was over to meet the Chafetz Chaim. But I heard it from Rav Simcha Wasserman Zichrono Tzadik Livracha, who heard it directly from his father. It was the last conversation he had with Rav Chanan Zatzal and Shem Yikum Dama before Rav Simcha traveled to Paris and his father's instructions to leave Europe. The last conversation he had with Rav Chanan, who told him over the last conversation that he had with the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim said a davar hafla b'fela, but I'll put it in perspective of Tanakh. The Navi Micha, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tezvav, talks about the Gula Asida, the final Gula, and it says there, Kimei Tzisko Meyeretz Mitzrayim, Erenu Niflos. Just like the Tzias Mitzrayim, I saw the flows, I saw unbelievable things, so too will be the Gula Akarena, which means the Gula Shleimar Tiyah Ba'ofen Shagula Mitzrayim. As Rashi, Chazal explained, the Radak, that the Gulas, the final Gula will be Ba'ofen Shagula Mitzrayim, in the same manner of Gula Mitzrayim. And whatever was said by Gula Mitzrayim will happen here as well. Simple understanding, does that mean there'll be Asara Makas? Will that mean there'll be a Kriyas Yamsuf? Does that mean all the things that we know about Yetzias Mitzrayim, is that going to take place here? Chafetz Chaim said an uptight, didn't say it on the Pasuk, but I believe that's what he meant. Let me share with you what I heard from Simcha Wasserman so many years ago. Chafetz Chaim, it was after World War I had ended, the Chafetz Chaim was in Golos. Minsk, he traveled for 2 years away from Radin. And the Jews suffered terribly in World War I. And finally, after 2 years and 2 months, the Chafetz Chaim was able to return to Radin. And his Talmud Mubik, Rabbi Chanan, had not seen him during that entire time. And Rabbi Chanan came to give shalom to his Rebbe. And the Chafetz Chaim was very serious, very intense. And he asked the two people that were with Rabbi Chanan to leave the room. He wanted to talk to Rabbi Chanan. He told Rabbi Chanan the following. Now, just to put it in perspective, the Chafetz Chaim, we always say that the Gedolim speak of Ruach HaKodesh. Rav Ruderman told me many years ago that it was Yidua in Europe that in the last 10 years of the Chafetz Chaim's life, every word that came out of his mouth was like Ruach HaKodesh. There was nothing else, whatever he said. It was Yidua Mises, that people came to him that would travel for certain questions. And the Chafetz Chaim just responded with a pasuk, with a gemara, a line of gemara, exactly answering the question that they had when he answered the question. Many, many stories like that, not for now. The Chafetz Chaim told him as follows. He said, you should know, we just finished a terrible war. There's going to be, in a few years, a second war. That war will be so horrific, the chud will be so horrific, so terrible, so catastrophic, that this war will be Kinderspiel. History would look at it as Kinderspiel. We talk about World War. In schools today, we tell our children World War. Nobody talks about World War One, World War II. And World War I was serious. Millions and millions of people were killed. Countries uprooted. Cities were obliterated, never to come back. This is Kinderspiel. Chafetz Chaim was quiet for a while and said, and then there's going to be another war. A third war that will be years later. And he said, but there will be a tremendous nafkamina between the war that will come, the Mechema ushering Mashiach, and the first World War I, World War II. So there will be three world wars, and the third one will be very different than the first two. How will it be different? He said as follows. He said, because in the first two wars, HaKadosh Baruch Hu unleashed the Malach HaMavis and took everybody. Katan and Gadol, Tzadik in Russia, everybody. Nobody was feared. There was no differentiation. If you were an Agmar, you were a Shiva, you were a Balabas, or you were head of the Communist Party. No priest. Everybody was the same. No differentiation. but the final war, that war will be like the war, like the Gula of Mitzrayim. In Gula of Mitzrayim, what does the Torah tell us? We talk about how many Yidden in Mitzrayim. How many Yidden left Mitzrayim? 600,000. And then 3 million Yidden. 3 million Yidden. Lashon the Rambam is Nusa. 3 million. 3 million Yidden left Mitzrayim. Can you imagine? That was 1/5. Imagine how many Yidden were in Mitzrayim. 1/5. And why only the fifth? Those who Yari Hashem, as the Torah says, those who testify, those who believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, believe in the Gula, believe that Moshe was the God of Israel, they were zochet to come out. If you didn't believe, you weren't Yari Hashem, then you weren't zochet to go out. Says the Chafetz Chaim to Rav Chanan that the Third World War will be like Yetzias Mitzrayim. Those who believe in Mashiach, those who believe in the promises of the Navi, those who believe that there will be an Akras Hayomim, those who believe in the words of the Nevi'im, the words of HaChachamim, those people will be saved. There will be a differentiation, just like it was Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what the Chafetz Chaim told Rav Chanan. And Rav Chanan told of Simcha Wasserman, the last conversation that they had, we left, and Rav Simcha told me this a number of years ago. I said, what's the base of it? That's why I mentioned the Pasuk in Micha. Maybe that's what the source of it is. The Pasuk in Micha says, the Gulas Mitzrayim, the final Gul Gulas, the Gulas Mitzrayim, it means, that's what it means. It doesn't mean that there'll be Makkas and there'll be Kriyas Yamsu. In fact, it says, the Pirkei Avot brings down, that the Nisim that will take place in Kriyas Yamsu, and the Akas HaYomim, will be greater than the Kriyas Yamsu. And the Gemara gives, and the three Mishalim, and one of them is then brought down, those who do Yotzus in Shabbat, in Pesach, and the Akron Shal Pesach, Shri Shal Pesach, excuse me, the Yotzus, it's Merum is there. Kriyas Yamsu meant that because Baruch Hu split the Yam, and Klai Yisrael walked through. Most incredible miracle in the history of the world. But Akas HaYomim, there'll be a Kriyas Yamsu, it won't be a Kriyas Yamsu, the Yam won't split. Klai Yisrael will walk on the water. I know that sounds like from a different but that's about it. You will walk on the water, Eretz Yisrael. See us the triumph, us the triumph, understanding to look into the world of Chafetz Chaim, soul with his Ruach HaKodesh, of what's going to be. And as it began with Rav Chaim says, we're living in those days, that's what he told his mishpat, he called his family, and a year ago Purim, then we have to prepare ourselves. We want to be from those Year is for Hashem, those year Hashem to be zochet to go out. And this we have to be making, we have to prepare ourselves. And look at the world, different glaze, different eyes. It's fake news what you read about. Read through the eyes of Chazal. So I mentioned before Moshe Wolfson, I read the other time, Mashar Nafein Mashiach Meshiva Tavadas, Rafur Shalema, has incredible vision. His insights in Chazal. I never learned by him, but I consider myself a Talmud. I told him when I saw him in the Chasen a year ago, I am Makabayu is my Rebbe. I read his Mamur and his Chasen. I can't get enough. The way he looks at the world through the eyes of Chazal. This past year, he's very shocked, he's not well. And he spends his months in the winter in Florida. In Florida. New York is cold, not as cold as Chicago, but it's. Doctors say she goes to Florida. He was in Florida, and it's hard for him to travel. He came back specially for 3 days last year in December. It's past December. And he called a special asifa. It was on Hanukkah at the end of December. A special asifa in the shul he wanted to speak. I wonder what he's going to say. What is he going to tell her? And he came there. His face was alive, radiated with simcha. And listen how he looked at it. We know that the previous president of our country had no love lost for Klai Yisrael, for Eretz Yisrael. And on his way out, so they can kick the door when he left, he put a United States voted in the UN that all the land that Eretz Yisrael achieved from the Six-Day War since 1967, which was the majority of Eretz Yisrael, is illegal. Illegal land. And this has been, every year it's put up for a vote, and the United States always vote vetoes it. And he authorized and he went and they voted the first time in history that all the land in Eretz Israel is illegal. Yidden, who care for Eretz Israel, what's broken, was broken, were angry. Abishter feared to develop, so no one takes it seriously, but it was something that really shook us, shook all of us. And the Mashiach heard the same piece of news. And he was motivated to fly back and share his simcha, his joy from the depths of his neshama with his balabatim, with his talmidim. What was he with Sameach there? He said, for years and years, from the days that I was a child and I learned the first Rashi in Chumash and Bereshis, in Pasuk Aleph, Bereshis Baruch Elokim, and Rashi comes down from Rabbi Yitzchak Chazal. Why does the Torah start with Bereshis? Why does it start with the first mitzvah of Kiddush HaKodesh from Parshas Bo? In order to tell us that when the Umos Ha'olam say to Klal Yisrael, listen, Atem, you thieves, you robbers, you stole Eretz Yisrael, we can open up Chumash Bereshis and unfold our history and show that, no, it was given to us, it was promised to us, the Brisbane and Absorim, I've read Mitzvah Yaakov, we claim it, it's ours forever. So he said, in all the years, the whole world checked Eretz Yisrael. Check is the few yidden, the few dalaramas that we have. But the whole world just say, listen, Matem? When did the world ever tell yidden that we listen, you robbers? You have no rights, you should be thrown to the sea. That we heard all the time. You're not worth to live, you're not worth nothing. But to say, listen, that the whole world should be united in the UN, should be able to say, listen, Matem? Never happened. I always wondered, how is that? Where are you? What's the concern? Where did a guy ever tell Yidden listen about that? When I heard this vote, Kim of the Chazal, we hear listen about him, Mashiach is here. And he came to share this, and he flew back to Florida the next day, but he had to say, to share the simcha that he had in his heart, that this listen about him came, the Abish showed us, Kim of that Chazal. And now we're ready for the next step to prove, to show that Eretz Yisrael is ours, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to show the entire world what's ours. And the Cheshvan is the Tanit, Rav Pam used to always say, from Shiva Torah Das, used to always say that the Gemara says, Nabu Zarah, Dat Gimel, that Mashiach comes, and the Christ shows him the shelter, give the Christ all the rewards. And the Umos Elam say, why then not us? What did we do? Says like a struggle, will take out the sefer and show them whatever you did for yourself, not for Shvilchem, not for Yisrael. There's what sefer, what book? Like a struggle, is it a book? The Pam used to say, he writes this in his Pirush and Agada, the called David Dor, Omer Leino Chalaseinu. The Pam writes this, and he says, when the UN started years ago, so what's the chesh, what's the purpose of it? Because everything is recorded in there. Every rule, every time they come out against Eretz Yisrael, against Yidden, everything, day in and day out, is recorded. Maybe she'll take out, that's why the UN had to happen. Take out the sefer and show them. Record it. Whatever you did the Shura, cannot the Shura Yisrael. I want to share with you a maisa that happened when I was a child with Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Matzalik Lebracha, and Rav Yitzchak Hutner, Matzalik Lebracha, that I saw when I was a young child, and I never forgot it. But it's a lesson that I never forgot, and I shared it with people all over. Those who remember, most of you are younger than me, but maybe you remember years ago, there was hijacking in Eretz Yisrael. They took a bunch of planes, and one of the planes that they took was a plane that had great Rosh Hashiva of Chaim Berliner Hutner, his daughter, his son-in-law, a few Talmidim, and hijacked them to Jordan. And the entire world was in an uproar, Besides Yidden, the whole fear for the Yidden, the life of the Yidden, the Rosh Hashiva was not well, it was a Zake, the Gedolei Hadar, one of the biggest Rosh Hashivas in the world, Pachad Yitzchak, and with concern for his health, for his well-being, and Yidden tried everything they can to try to help. I mentioned his name, Zocho Osi Shotov. He was a Rav in the Bronx and Pelham Parkway, Avshalom Rubin's a Gonga Rav. Avshalom Rubin was one of the first Talmidim of Rav Hutner, Chaim Berliner, one of the first Talmidim, very prominent Rav in his big shul, and those of you maybe have heard of Pelham Park, El Vashon, which used to be a Jewish neighborhood, and he also had tremendous connection with the administration. He used to go to Vietnam as a chaplain. He had a lot of connection to the State Department. So when this happened, Moshe Sherer, the Pilot Talat of Rapa, called him up and said, Shalom, I'm appointing you as the lead man here to go to Washington and knock on every door, break the door down if you have to try to help the Rosh Yeshiva, to save the Rosh Yeshiva. And I was privy a little bit to what's going on as a young child, but Reuben's son was one of my close friends. We grew up together, we're neighbors. And I would hear things that were going on. And he traveled to Washington, the president, and this, and making a tumult turn the world upside down. And Baruch Hashem, the news came 2 weeks later that he could be released. And Rav Hutner and his first group that's coming back, Rav Hutner will be in that group. I was just playing with my friend, was actually in my house. It was before the days of cell phones, peaceful days. And there was a knock on our door, and the neighbor was looking for his son. What's going on? They got the call from the State Department that the plane is in the air. It's on the way to Kennedy Airport. And Reuben was given permission, because he was the shliach that month, to go up and meet the plane, right when it comes, lands to go, the first one. So he wanted to take his young son with him to witness this. Being that I tied myself to him, so I came along. When we got to the airport, all of a sudden, the tumult by Moshe Feinstein shows up at the airport. By the way, just agav, no one needs me to tell what Moshe Feinstein was. PlayStation called Terra Cooler. Rav Yaakov Kamensky told me that he was always a person that kept his minigar bosa very carefully. But when Moshe had a psak that was against what his minig of his family was, he would change his minig. That's the way he viewed Moshe. But the sensitivity, there were many Bachman from Chaim Berlin, others that were there, hundreds, I think, if I remember correctly. And they brought music and they started dancing. They were dancing. Moshe came in. I never saw Moshe so angry. Stop the music. The yid is still there. How can you be with them now? An incredible lesson. It's not to celebrate the Shiva, saved, coming. What a Yeshua, what a nace. Coming back, Baruch Hashem, Gitzunt, this family. There's one yid still there, you don't celebrate. When the last one comes, that's when you celebrate. Anyway, we came, and the plane landed, and Ramesha was escorted, and Reuben, and they slept along. And we came in. Hutner was in help of the plane. It came there, and Moshe ran to him. And they, both of them crying, hugged each other. And they only had a few words between each other. I was young. I didn't say Yiddish. I don't know. What did they say? Like, and anyway, stayed a few minutes, they quickly took 4 days of Atzala, they escaped, took our equipment to the hospital for checking. So in the car back, I said, what did they say? So what did Rav Hutner and Moshe talk about? What was that few words of conversation? So he told me over the time, it meant nothing to me. It was 2 years later, I see Rav Reuben and I said, remember, I'm a little older, what was that thing again that you told me? He told it to me again. I still didn't get it. It was a few years later, and I met him in Eretz Yisrael. And I was a little bit older, and I said, Reuben, sorry, what was that conversation again? And then he told me the same words he told me then. It meant nothing to me, but it transformed my entire perspective on understanding our relationship with the Bnei Yishmael. We know that the Bnei Yishmael, Azaycha, our cousins, Azaycha, more than Klal Yisrael. The Yidden, for many, many years, were not in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban, the famous Kisvei Ramban, Rabbi writes, in a heartbreaking letter that he writes to his family, we all know the Ramban had to leave, he was already 64. He had to leave Spain, run for his life, left his family, his children, his Enochluch, his Talmidim, everything, to run because his life was after the famous Vikuach. 13 months it took him. He traveled through all the countries and he ended up, and he arrived in Yerushalayim. And finally, broken and tired and weak, comes to his mincha time for Shia, going to daven mincha in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. And he writes there, more pain that he had than anything he went through in his life was the only two yidden in Yerushalayim to make a minyan. He had two yidden. Mezumim he couldn't make a minyan. And the tsar that he had, and he died from a broken heart. So all the years that Nei Shmuel have been there, let's discuss the app. So the Rishonim speak about it, Chazal speak about it, the scores of Avramah's Mispal for them, Avramah's Mispal for them, that he was Mispal, they should Tshuva HaKasayonim, and that Tshuva is by stoning them. Rav Chaim Vital writes that when his Rebbe Suli Rav Chaim HaKadosh, and so that the schus that Avram, that the Shmuel has today, is his time, was because of the tefillah of Avram, his Rebbe Yarizal fasted 50 days straight to break that schus, that hole that Yishmael has. And after 50 days, he saw he couldn't break it, and he gave up. What's the pshat? The Kutner comes to the relation, and in the tears, in the emotion of the moment, he says the following words to the relation. I'll say it in Yiddish. They speak Yiddish in Chicago. They speak in Chicago. He said, "Subrent im zedi chilyurish." The pasuk says that a kadosh baruch hu is mavtiach chilyurish ha'omaz. This nation, Yishmael, will not inherit the land. Esav has a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. I say they belong. They'll have a chelik. They'll have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Even after the yomim, Esav was given a small chelik. But Yishmael, that talker is liyurish ha'omaz. This nation will never inherit. Putin said to Rav Moshe, we only have enough credit to say a few words, and these are the words that he chose to say. He looked in their eyes of the hijackers, the terrorists that he had to live with for 2 weeks, day in and day out, and he saw in their eyes, burning in their hearts and in their eyes, he saw in their eyes, Zubrenten Zedi Chayirish, the Chayirish Omazer burns in them. And that's what this is all about. Not because they don't like Jews, not because they want Tel Aviv, but the fact that deep down in their neshamas they know that they'll never have the land, that's the hatred. I saw in their eyes in the village. Later when I got older and I understood what that meant, it's a whole new perspective. The world gets so busy, the entire world is so busy with peace and belief, peace. Yes, we have to try whatever we can to save Yiddish lives. Whatever we have to do, give back land, save Yiddish life. One Yiddish life is not worth anything. No land is worth the Yiddish life. One drop of Yiddish blood. But in perspective, to understand that there's some way out of this, Brent and Zayd is burning in them with Yiddish. They'll never end because they'll never have a hail of Yiddish. And that makes sense to understand the whole concept. A few more minutes here. To understand the whole goal of Yishmael. There's a steer in the Pirkei Drevi lesson, in the Medrash. The Medrash says that there are four goluses that Kadosh Baruch Hu put into the world. The Klai Yisrael will have to go into four goluses until the end. Golus Mitzrayim, of course, was the first. And Golus Babel, Golus Paras, and Golus Edom. There's a different sheet of Golus Yavan instead of Golus Paras. And Golus Edom. And Edom was the one until today when Golus Edom. Four goluses. And then it says later, the golus Yishmael kashim kuma. The golus of Yishmael is worse than all the others. You just said the four goluses. And you're enumerating them, Mitzrayim, Babel, Paras Yavan, and Edom. Yishmael not even part of it. So what do you mean kashim kuma? Say that there are five goluses and the fifth one is worse. So the Rishonim have great difficulty in the Darshonim trying to understand this, what this means. Rav Chaim Vital explains, Rav Chaim Voloshin explains that the Cheshbon is because all the other nations of the world only had power over Yisrael because of the sins of Yisrael. They had no Schusim. Mitzrayim had no Schusim. Babel had no Schusim. Yavan Paras had no Schusim. And Edom has no solution. It's all because Klai Yisrael sinned, the Memela they were given Koyach. Yishmael has their own solution. Whether it was Bris Milah that they had, the member of Zeke to be, Yisrael, the many halachot in Eretz Yisrael, and I came to the Kaisel. I was there. It was late morning one morning. Couldn't be on the Seder. It must have been some reason I was there. And also there's a whole tumult there. Things are said, what's going on? It was the first exodus of Russian Jews coming. And there was an organization that was making brisim for, and they made brisim that morning for 100 Russian Jews. The oldest, I remember they said, was 99, and the youngest was 7 years old. 99 and 7 years old. And they were making a whole thing by the Kaisel, and the keynote speaker was the elderly, sickly, Klozberg came out, they brought the car up to the Kaisel, took my mamash to be carried out. And they got up to speak, and I went over to hear, what sucks the Klozberg ready? And he said as follows, he spoke for 3-4 minutes. He said, I have no kayak, and I don't really go places these days, but I had to be here. Not because they're brisim of many yidden. He says in the Zohar, the schus of Yishmael and Eretz Yisrael is because Yitzhak had a bris milah. How old? 8 days. Yishmael had a bris when? 15 years old. The tzar, which means Yitzhak didn't have a choice in the bris. Yishmael had a choice and said, I'm going to do it. And the tzar that he felt and the ratzon of going into that bris gave him a schus all these years to be in Eretz Yisrael. And I always used to wonder in the Zohar, how are we going to break this? And I come down here about this bris, 199-year-old, and this, Avish, this is the end, this is our answer to Yishmael, no more schusim for Yishmael. He wanted to participate in this simcha. Incredible, incredible understanding of the depth of Chazal. So nice, how do we understand this thing with Yishmael? So some answer that Yishmael Sulechai Vital says, that's the answer. I'm sorry, Chai Vital says, excuse me, that's the answer, that the Yishmael has their own schusim, and that's why it's kashmir kula, because they have their own merits. So even if we're good, how do we undo their schusim? Others say that goes, Yishmael became adopted. Yishmael became part of Edom. They became one piece. They became together. They became together. But in Shiurei Das, the Tells of Rav, they wrote this already before the war, is a different mashal. He says, the reason why goes Yishmael kashmir kula, because any other Golas, when it was time, Kaisel or Rei, that was the end. But Golas Yishmael, the end, that Kadosh Baruch Hu to bring Mashiach, has to be made Seisko in Mitzrayim. And what does that mean? Because the Rav brings from the Medrash that Kadosh Baruch Hu was with Tzayer, Klai Yisrael, Kefil Kiflayim, much more than he ever planned on doing. As you saw, Moshe Rabbeinu himself, the God of Yisrael, what did he tell Kadosh Baruch Hu at the end of Parsha Shmos? How could you be so cruel? How could you do it? Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't understand. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, soon you'll understand. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu do that? Because he wanted Klai Yisrael to cry from, and he was spiraled from the depth of their neshamas, and until then they must have davened and cried. But only when they saw Moshe Rabbeinu came and they put all their faith in him, and all of a sudden it was shattered, and power came back and added more. They reached the depth of despair that the tefillah that came from that source of neshama was much greater than any other tefillah they ever had. Kadosh Baruch Hu waited for that. And that's when the gula came. That will be by Golas Yishmael. Kadosh Baruch Hu, why it's so kashya nikulan? Kadosh Baruch Hu has waited, and hopefully it's done, we've suffered enough, that Klai Yisrael will suffer so deeply, such deep pain, until they finally cry from the depth of their neshama and they say, we had enough. We had enough. And that will be the time that Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring Seiskam Mitzrayim, as the Navi Micha says. At that moment, we realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu, there is nothing we can do. The world is burning, the world is falling apart. Everything is, I don't know what's going on in Chicago, but I live in New York and the day begins and ends with tzoros. Yiddish tzoros. I went to 2 weeks ago on Monday, I went to Sloan Kettering to visit a family whose young child is there. When I came there, I saw a friend doctor in the elevator. I was going up with him. I said, where is the children's ward? Where is it? Which is the children's ward? The children's ward? Or even where the from children are? 6, 7, 8, and 9. Pick a choice. And I went and I saw in every room I passed, from Alakrazen, Rabatacha families, Satra families, and Kiryat Yoel families. But no, there's so many things. Rav Shuka mentioned Shaduka, the amount of calls we get nightly, daily from people suffering. All the singles, parents who are trying to marry off their children, singles themselves. It's the Yumuk Yisuf. When Klai Yisrael understands that, and our tefillahs hit that level of a Yitzaku, as it did in Tzias Mitzrayim, that's when the Gula is. And that's Kashim Kulam, because you have to really feel it and bring it to yourself to that level. I'm a Messiah, but someone told me, a Yid, big mashpi in Eretz Yisrael. He was a Baal Tshuva in America, and he became very, very close to the Rishon Lezion Rebbe. And he tells over a story of the Rishon Lezion Rebbe, the famous Rishon Lezion Rebbe, Malach Elohim. And I don't know if he said he was there or he heard it from one of the older Hasidim, I don't remember. But he said that they were sitting in a small tish on a Matzah Shabbos, or already almost Sunday morning, and the Rebbe was sitting talking to the Torah. All of a sudden the Rebbe stopped, and for seemed like an endless amount of time was in a trance. His eyes were open, but he was in another place, like completely in another place. And finally, after seemed like an endless amount of time, he opened his eyes. He turned to them. He realized he was in a room full of people. And he said to them, I want you to understand, Mashiach is here, he's coming, he's around the corner. But I want you to prepare yourselves, because Mashiach comes, the time that Mashiach is coming, there'll be such a bilbo, such a confusion, such turmoil in the world. It will be so powerful and so all-consuming that a person will need extraordinary strength to remain in Erlich HaYid. You're going to have to climb the walls. That's how he described it. And stick your fingernails into the walls, the bare walls, and hold on to the walls. And remain there. Because the building is shaking. There's an earthquake in the world, and the foundations are shaking so much that you have to grab onto the wall and your fingernails and hold on for dear life. And then you'll be zochet. You're zochet, the mitzvah of the Gula. The world is shaking. In the political world, in a economic world, they talk about economic times, the president's raving about how his economic plans are saving people. Again, I don't know what happened in Chicago, but yesterday was Sunday. In my little house, in my little neighborhood, I had over 30 people came, and not one had a story that was just a suck. So broken from Eretz Yisrael, from Olpei Singles, from New York. Then stop. So much movement, Sarki Amcha. This is what Kosh Baruch says, Kevin Mashiach. Hold on to the walls for dear life. And when we're davening and we're coming in Yemei Naroyim, Yom Naroyim, Yom Naflayim, our palm says, of course we're going to stay in Shul and daven, but it's not just davening. It has to come from the Makor of Anashama, from a source of such depth that we feel the Tzar of Klaisa and Alavai Rezocha, that in our Dalet Amos, in our home, ain't Bais Hashem Shemes, there's no house doesn't have Tzaros. Nobody. But if you're one of those people, Zeichel Baruch Hashem, and I'm kind of you that you have nothing, then look to the person on your right, left, in front of you, back you, and see his tzar. Feel his and her tzar. And if the tefillos come from the depth of that neshama, b'zokah ben Hashem, yishtaka bi, we're not going to need Rav Chaim to tell his family that Mashiach is here. Get prepared yourself. We'll all see it, we'll sense it, we'll see it, we'll feel it, we'll live it. B'zokah ben Yishtaka ben Hashem in the coming year, Abba Amin HaTovah, Zoka to Ishnaskayim, Tovu Shalom, Yasko, Segna, Gemini.